Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fick here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. You know, y'all get a close up look. You know, this what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working, so we can give y'all this content, so we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, live on a Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. What's going on, man? We here on another Sunday. Yes, we doing it a little earlier today. But like I told y'all, the early Sundays, they work better for me. I really wanted to do earlier than this. But, you know, y'all be complaining about the time. Y'all be complaining about what time I start my podcast. But anyway, we here. We're going to have another fire episode, man. And listen, if it is your first time watching, I do need you to hit the like button. You probably wondering why I need to hit the like button for this corny ninja with some cheetah print pillows and some red headphones that don't match the shirt. You need to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertainer, most haters, most backlash, the funniest fitness podcast out. I need the returners to hit the like button. And shout out to the playback gang. I absolutely need the playback gang to hit the like button because y'all keep the show going. And listen, before we get in this comment section, before we get this fire episode started, listen, understand that we here, we make jokes. You know, we come at certain races. We come at certain demographics. It's all love. It's all for improvement. Listen to the message. Don't get caught up in the tone. Don't get caught up in the delivery. And don't get caught up on the fact that you might fit in a category that we talking about. Dom DeMarco. We talk about everybody, including my own category. We talk about black men on here all the time. So with all that being said, let's get in these comments and let's get this episode started. What we talking about in the comments? Wicked Scorpion, what up? Jenny Rats. I won't be able to make this live, but I'll be on a playback, gang. That's cool. Shout out to Kobe, did his bodybuilding show. So whenever we talk to Kobe again, we'll check in about that. Second time in a row, I'm on time for the podcast. That's rare for black people.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
that's rare for black people. Seth, let me get through the comments. I'm going to come back to this because that's a good conversation we can touch on. Kirsten Gilbert, what up? This time is cool. Thank you, bro. To be fair, unk people are either at church or sleeping after picking up a BBW from the club at 3 a.m. That's facts, and that's a bar. we be complaining. We got to get our greens ready for Sunday dinner. Got to get our kids' clothes ready for the week. It makes sense. As long as Alive is not around the same time as Sunday Mass. Okay, noted. It might be some days, you know, depending. Y'all know I got a life, too. I'm not at the point yet where I could do it at the same time every Sunday. Big Spider in the building, just finished rock climbing and ninja gym. If you don't have at least 3 gym memberships, don't watch the podcast. That's a little excessive, bro. Yes, sir. Hello, new subby, love the channel. Mo, welcome to the show, Mo. Welcome to the fam.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. And then real quick, Seth had asked a question. You got any thoughts on RG3 and Angel Reese, or more specifically, all these dudes putting their capes on because RG3's wife is white? I mean, because of the meme he posted. Yeah, RG3 posting that meme of Angel Reese was corny. He has a brand to push. I mean, I think it's a corny brand to push. You know, you putting emphasis on your white wife and making jokes about black women all the time. I don't like that. But at the same time, it's entertaining. And at the same time, the WNBA, they want the spotlight. So you can't sit here and complain when you get the same treatment that the men get, because LeBron gets way worse than that, right? They was talking about Delonte West hitting LeBron's mom for years. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the jokes don't even compare the same. So the ladies, y'all wanted to be on the big stage. Y'all wanted the spotlight. Y'all got it. Don't sit here and complain. And y'all doing dumb shit like Kelsey Plum at All-Star Weekend throwing shade at Caitlin Clark when Caitlin Clark is single-handedly elevating the WNBA. But let me not get on my sports takes, because I will listen. I need to do the sports show, bro. But anyway, it is what it is. Marsha, what up? And what's up, C Marty? Just got home from the gym. Love when I catch a live episode. And with all that being said, man, let's get this episode started. Two things can be true: RG3 a goofy, and Angel Reese some shit. I wouldn't say Angel Reese some shit, but I do think there's a gap between her and Caitlin Clark, and we could talk about that another day. Be easy on WNBA. Listen, my approach to sports is the same as fitness. I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna get on the men. I'm gonna get on the women. You know, it is what it is, man. That's why I need to do the sports show. But anyway, let's get it started, man. Black women.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
This lady says she doesn't need to lose weight. She wears a 3X and she has a 4.0 GPA, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, bro.
It doesn't matter.
This guy stinks.
And before I show the video, understand, I've been doing this conversation about black people and weight loss for a while, when a lot of content creators and trainers will stay away from it because people too sensitive. Now the whole TikTok doing it. Now the whole Instagram doing it.
What?
Now everybody comfortable doing it.
What?
Understand who brought attention to this topic and made it hot. I'm not saying I'm the only one, but I'm one of the originators. Joe Thomas, what up? All right, let's check out this girl here, man. I know I'm talking a lot today. Let's get to the show, man. And make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy.
Black women are so out of shape. Like, in comparison to black men, they really need to get in the gym. That's what I keep seeing up and down my timeline. And I fear that it's actually time that we bring back people who have credibility.
So she's already dismissing the fact that it is true, even though it's a harsh truth. That is the truth. She was being sarcastic there by repeating it. Now you got to have certain credentials to point out obvious things.
Who have gone to school, read the books, done the research surrounding health and nutrition. Because now we just have a ton of people who are extremely loud and they're just giving their opinion and they're trying to label it as facts. They go on a little walk, they pick up their phone, and now they think they have credibility.
You can absolutely develop an opinion based off of facts.
So they want to talk to the masses. They eat a salad or they drink some green juice or whatever they do. And now they have some credibility to the point where they can speak to the masses. And I will also say this. Being fat does not mean that you don't love yourself. And it does not mean that you don't have self-discipline.
Being fat is probably the biggest way to reveal that you have zero self-discipline. Now she's talking about people putting their opinion. Now she's literally putting her opinion out, and she just stated a fact.
I am a woman. I just got a 4.0 last semester.
What does that have to do with that big ass back?
Big back activity.
Does a 4.0 cancel out your blood pressure? Does a 4.0 cancel out too much pressure on your joints? Does a 4.0 cancel out that big ass gut? Oh, my bad. That big ass gut?
Belly, belly.
As a 3X while working, and I'm a mother. I'm a baby mama. Okay.
Oh, brother.
That does not sound like the actions of a person who doesn't love themselves. That does not sound like the actions of a person who does not have self-discipline.
So, never mind.
But let's flip it. The people who were at the Coldplay concert, both white, they both looked like they were fairly in shape. They were cheating on their spouses.
What does the Coldplay concert have to do with your big ass back?
Big back activity.
Homeboy even had to step down from his job. So not only have they impacted the business, not only have he has impacted his pockets, the kids are now impacted, the other spouse is now impacted. That's what does a lack of self-discipline, because he could have just said no.
Oh, so, okay, so walking around huffing and puffing when you walk up the steps isn't showing that you don't have self-discipline.
Nope.
But you're going to sit here and criticize someone for cheating on their wife, which is wrong, and the lady's wrong for cheating on her husband. That has nothing to do with you not having self-discipline. Just face the facts. You're not disciplined, and it's okay. You can fix it. But instead of fixing it, you want to sit here and bitch and complain and bring up some other shit.
She could have just said no. That's a lack of self-love. You know what I'm saying? So, and these are fit people who are making these poor decisions. So just because you can see a fat person's flaw.
Nobody got on here and said fit people are perfect. And because you're fit, you're not going to still do some dumb shit in your life like cheat on your wife or cheat on your husband. Nobody said that. And this is what they do. When you highlight the fact that they're not disciplined, when you highlight the fact that they're freaking lazy, they bring up some other situation to try to make their situation look better. No, you're never going to make this look good. Never. And the amount of health issues it leads to and the way it affects black women and affects the black community, specifically women, which are hormones and periods and pregnancy, it's no reason for you to be 3X. 400 pounds. You see she talking from the neck up. You already know it sound like this when she walks. You already know. Come on, ladies. I need better from y'all.
I'm just going to put it in quotes because I don't think being fat is a flaw. I think I'm beautiful. And I'm going to always think that.
It doesn't matter what you think. What does the world think? I think I'm a billionaire. My life doesn't reflect that. So you can't walk through life delusional. You got a 4.0 GPA, but that shit ain't helping that delusion.
Nope.
But just because you see something that you deem as a flaw does not mean that, for one, it's a flaw. And
it's a scientific fact that it's a flaw.
Not mean that you're better than them or you're above them. You drink yourself to sleep. You dope yourself to sleep.
There's fat people that do that too.
You know what I'm saying? But we ain't gonna get too deep.
Let's get too deep.
But yeah.
Let's get too deep, like you're getting too deep in them damn Twinkies. Let's get too deep, like you're getting too damn deep in that cake. You're getting too damn deep in that pizza. Let's get deep.
if you're fat, just love yourself and block out the noise.
Yeah, black community, man.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Yeah, black community's cooked, man. It's just crazy how, you know, people want to believe in science when they want to, when it benefits them, when it suits their narrative, right? But they come on here and come up with every freaking excuse. We find a new excuse every week to excuse obesity. You can't make this shit up. It's getting crazy out here. Black community need to do better. I want better for my women. Women, stop supporting this bullshit. Whether it's your friend or your family, you got to keep it real with them. You ain't got to say it like I say it, but you got to keep it real. Excuse me, keep it real with him. Fellas, stop simping. Stop lying to women like this because she done got some D before. She probably got some D before she made that video.
Nope.
And got a D appointment after the video.
Nope.
So she feel like she can get online and talk some bullshit like that. But anyway, it is what it is, and it's only the first video. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. And I'm killing y'all on this episode already. I know y'all going crazy in the comments, man, but listen, bruh, it's getting crazy, man. Good for her. Hope that GPA helps her later in life. It won't.
Nope.
Caitlin Clark holding down the whole league. At the end of the day, Angel Reese is replaceable. Better male players than her got iced out the league. We got to talk about this another day. We got to talk about it. What Reese good for on a WNBA level besides bricking layups and getting double-doubles? From her rebounds. We're going to talk about it. Tasha, what up? Black women are most obese women in the United States. Mo said, yes, it does. She clearly doesn't have a PhD in nutrition or health and fitness.
Nope.
Yeah.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I mean, and it's sorry, ladies, you know, but, you know, you ask them, they got a freaking degree in a 4.0 in liberal arts. Great. You don't know more than me about health and fitness. I don't care what's that going to do for your health and fitness. So they be trying to, people like that be trying to tell me, I don't know what I'm talking about. And their degree is in some shit that has, they got a 4.0 in African American studies.
Nope.
You don't know more health and fitness than me. there's way worse pseudoscience behind the body positivity movement than people telling chicks they need to get in shape.
What?
Man, don't need credible truth when it give them props, but you needed to give criticism. Yep. If you're hanging near a bunch of ghetto black people, almost all black women are going to be obese. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
You got to chill, bro. You got to chill. I'm a PhD. I'm working on two new buttons. That's one of the buttons, Frost. Ain't nobody saying there's a correlation between race and caloric deficit. She got 4.0 calculus book back.
Big back activity.
She got Friday night podcast picnic table back having ass.
Big back activity.
Marsha, appreciate the super sticker. Appreciate that, Marsha. Shorty is on camera in a bonnet. That's clue number one. She don't love herself like that. Yeah. Try not to come at the ladies too hard. I'm not a fan of the bonnets in public or on social media, but it is what it is. You don't need schooling to know fat is fat. It just means that you can go to school and regurgitate information. I don't want to come at school too much. You know, if you have your degree, I have a degree. You should be proud of it. But it ain't that hard.
Nope.
If you apply yourself, you have some work ethic, and you have a brain, it ain't that hard.
Nope.
And where'd she get her degree from?
Nope.
We're gonna start asking people where they got their degree from. Let's see. Not that I got a degree from the best school, but I got a degree from a good school. All right, let's talk about it. Calling yourself a baby mama and being proud of it is not a flex. Yeah, you gotta go, bro.
Break free, you're up.
Every time I hear baby mama, is it always a single mother? You gotta go, brother.
Strike three, you're out.
She waddled like a penguin. What up, Damon? She definitely ridiculous. Girlfriend is going on all sorts of wild tangents. Level 4 deflection. And who said them people were fit? Yep, a bonded warrior. Fit people cheating. So let me go eat some burgers. Make it make sense.
What?
Shanice, what's going on? They'll create any narrative to deflect from eating less and moving more. Absolutely crazy.
What?
Can't see. What up? I just looked it up. 3X is 44, 46 inch. Oh, my God. Inch waist. That's crazy. Imagine an obese man getting on camera saying he thinks he's beautiful. We definitely cooking his ass. Runa Nico, what's going on? What the fuck is she talking about? Get Ratchet Rita off the screen. A fit girl that dropped out of college will still have a better quality of life than a big girl with a 4.0 GPA and a degree. Man, if that ain't a fact, fat baby mama and what I call edumacated, because all them schooling but no critical thinking. She's literally a stereotype. Yep. Bonnet Brenda, Bonnet Brianna, Bonnet Bianca. This is a fitness podcast. She talking about getting in too deep. Apparently, a ninja got in too deep, and that's why she proud to be a baby mama. Hey, you're out of here, buddy. She wear double XL hands. Proud to have kids out the context of it. All right, y'all got to chill, bro. Hey, y'all, I'm not reading that, bro. Y'all got to chill with the baby. This is a fitness podcast. I can't read all that, y'all. Them Durangos rocking bonnets with Don Julio and General Cell Network almost got the most to say, man.
We do not care.
Man, we don't care what they talking about. I just got a Domino's commercial mid-live. What's up with that? It's unclear. Tell Domino shut his bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And let's keep this episode going because I'm killing y'all. What we got next? Oh, we got some more conversation about the black women's weight and the excuses. And sorry, black women, I just, you know, the show was on the content I could find that week. And this is just a hot topic on social media right now.
This whole conversation centered around black women's weight and the excuses that they make. Oh, I done had 2 kids. I went through college. I work 5 days a week. I work 40 hours a week. I be going through stuff. Those excuses that y'all being...
As if other races of women don't go through shit and don't have jobs as well.
Met with, and if I'm not mistaken, a black woman started this conversation. Them excuses y'all met with should be a microcosm into seeing the lack of accountability that black men have to deal with.
Uh-oh.
In relationship dynamics.
I ain't say that. He said that.
A lot of people think, a lot of y'all suffering come from the fact that you think that the journey is supposed to be easy.
You think that the journey is supposed to be easy. And this goes for men and women. I think a lot of people just look at it like, you know, it's a cakewalk for people that are in shape, for people that are gym goers. You know, it's difficult for everybody. And when you realize that it's difficult for everyone, you know, you're not going to try to victimize yourself so much. You're not going to act like you bigger than the program. Like your situation is so much worse than everybody else.
Life is supposed to be easy for you because you too busy idolizing in comparison. And comparing your life to other people who just posting their highlights.
People posting their highlights. They not showing them getting up at 4 a.m., 5 a.m. to get into the gym and how difficult it is. People just show the end result. They just show the six pack. They just show the big butt. You know what I mean? So don't sit here and think that it's supposed to be easy and that's the reason you can't get in shape.
Ain't posting the lowlights. A lot of y'all are easy to trick and easy to trick into the wrong shit, basically.
Big facts.
You run away from positivity, which is why your weight is so big.
Yep.
You don't want to be accountable for anything. Anything that don't feel good, you don't want it.
All facts.
Dom DeMarco.
All facts, man. It's you know, I like I said, man, we come at the fellas too. I actually go harder at the fellas than the women on this show, but you know, we shining a light on this obesity shit with the women. It's getting out of hand. And as a man who dates women, it's you know, people try to come at me for wanting a fit girl, you know, even though I'm a trainer, it only makes sense. But people try to shame you for not wanting a big joint. It's getting out of hand. So I'm glad that we shining a light on it, man. And it's a lack of accountability. And, you know, as a man, I'm just keeping it real. You got this lack of accountability. You think they're going to be accountable in a relationship?
Nope.
You think they're going to be accountable in other areas of their life?
Nope.
It only makes sense that they're not. So, yeah, it's time we put an end to this shit, man. Get fit or go ahead and quit. And you know I'm killing y'all on this episode. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Tampa, Nigeria queen, what's up? Don't come in here with that bullshit today.
Bullshit?
Don't come in here with that bullshit today. I met plenty big black, non-black women who make the same excuses. And let's get this clear too. White women make the excuses, Latina women. I've trained Latina women with the worst excuses ever. So it ain't just, you know what I'm saying? We black though. So we gonna gravitate toward black content and black content creators. I'm black. Most of our audience is black. So yeah, that's what we're gonna talk about. Let them stay fat, Marty. I done gave up. I don't blame you, bro. Life can be tough, suck it up. Big back buttercups. Bro is cooking, lack of accountability is crazy. Whenever I hear black people play the race and victim card, I just want to hit them with the I got you.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
That's actually his voice on the button.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
We all had the same 24 hours and same choices in life. I just choose to work hard in the gym, do cardio, and making moves in my life. Absolutely. They want to shame you because you're a black guy, and they assume you're going to have the same low standards for them. Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. It's something in the black community, bro. They act like it's on both sides. For the men, you're supposed to date a fat woman, right? Oh, I don't want a fat girl. Oh, there's something wrong with you. You know, and it's a little, this going to be a little extreme. Y'all going to say I'm simping. I don't give a fuck because I know I'm not a simp. But if a woman wants a financially stable dude, particularly a black man, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, she a gold digger.
Nope.
Like, nah, nigga, she just wants somebody that's solid. Uh-oh, they going to come after me. Black women can't find somebody to watch their kids, but let Beyonce come to town. All of a sudden, they can drop them kids off with their dad for the evening. Oh, they gonna find a babysitter for Beyonce. They gonna go to grandma's house, whoever house they need to go to. I give my boyfriend permission to smack food out of my hands if I start gaining weight. That coddling thing doesn't work for me. Full blown bully me to walk to the gym. And I love that. Good. That's why you're not 4'11, 283 pounds. Because your boyfriend gonna hold you accountable, and you should hold him accountable as well. They can't afford to eat organic food, but they can pay for a full set and a new bus down twice a month. Uh-oh. They got money for everything. Apparently, all black guys are supposed to like fat women. That's what they say. Black people got self-esteem issues, and this is how it manifests.
What?
I encourage dudes to stay fat. That means more quality women for dudes like me. Put in the game on easy mode out here. Ain't nobody go bully. I don't know what you're talking about. It's black women wanting white women's privilege. I said what I said. Oh, yeah, you're out of here, buddy. You about to get me canceled.
Strike three, you're out.
They about to shut the stream down. And let's keep this thing going. I'm killing y'all today. We got some more excuses. They can't look cute. I don't know what you talking about. Don't come in. I told you, don't come in here with that BS today.
Bullshit.
Tampa, Nigerian queen. Anyway, we got some more excuses. Let's keep this episode going. Make sure y'all hit the like button. And like I said, I'm glad they shining a light on this shit, man.
I've been into the conversation about black women's weight.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of what we see with a black woman's weight physically is a manifestation of
the weight that black women carry mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, and it shows up in their outward physical appearance.
So the outward physical appearance, the big back
activity,
is because of what? I'm sorry, I gotta rewind this because this is insane. Hold on.
Tapping into the conversation about black women's Hold up. Weight. Yeah. And I think a lot of what we see with a black woman's weight physically is a manifestation of the weight that black women carry mentally.
Oh, the weight that they carry mentally.
Emotionally. Spiritually, financially.
Yeah, y'all are cooked. Shit. Y'all are cooked. Don't listen to that, ladies. Don't listen to that. Y'all understand whatever the struggle is, it's other races of women going through it. It's men going through it. Other races of men going through it. Like, y'all got to stop acting like y'all are the biggest victims on earth. At this point, y'all want to be victims. Usually, if you complain about being, something that's making you a victim, you want to get out of it. But y'all go searching for it.
Up in their outward physical appearance. Always putting others first, the family, the career, the husband, the children, and them focusing on their.
So women of other races don't put their family first, and husbands and boyfriends don't put their families first. I got it.
Nope.
Got it.
Health being the last thing on their list because they're too tired or they just don't have.
But they have Beyonce concert.
Have time.
I think.
But they watching Love Island.
The most intriguing part about that clip is that she said the word manifesting and that they don't have time. So let me get this straight. Y'all got time.
Manifest everything but a flat tummy.
To sell out arenas for a Beyonce concert. Y'all got time to get fluid out. Y'all got time to have girls' vacations or girls' trips to Cabo. Y'all got time.
They got time to get some D.
To be outside. Y'all got time to support Tyler Perry in every fucking show and movie that he produces. But y'all ain't got no time to work out. And on the topic of manifestation, why don't you just manifest being in shape? Manifest not having so much on your plate. Manifest being financially stable. Manifest having more time to work out. Manifest a better diet. Since we manifesting. Not only that, this concept or this topic of discussion was brought up by another black woman that said, hey, we as black women in the community, we are overweight. We got to fix it. And they're finding every which way to justify their weight. Now, there's a creator by the name of Taylor Chandler, if I'm not mistaken. And one thing she said in one of her videos that will always stick with me is, every health complication is directly tied to your weight. Every
health complication is...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Is directly tied to your weight. But the lady in the first video talking about some, I don't think being overweight is an issue.
Nope.
Yeah, that's a trash ass thought.
Single one. If you have a common cold, it is worse because you are overweight. Something as simple as a fucking common cold. So the fact that y'all getting on here and justifying being overweight, and then y'all have the audacity to say, we don't fit in the European standard. What is the black standard then? Somebody please.
There's no standard for black people. We accept the most degenerate wrong thing. Whatever the worst of it is, that's what we accept.
Please lay it out for me. Show me the chart. What is the black standard of healthy weight? Enlighten me, because I really would like to fucking see it. And if you can actually prove it to me, then fine. We'll follow the standard. Because as black people, we need to fucking have a standard. Because if you don't have a standard, people just be out here doing and acting and looking like anything. There is no way you can tell me being overweight is beneficial to that person. That is the whole point of the statement. There's no benefit to it. The zero only benefit. Thing it does is harm you.
Oh, but it giving old boy something to grab, though.
Literally. The only thing it fucking does is harm you. But like any other video, I know y'all not going to listen to me because I'm just a normal guy. Trust me. I'm just a normal guy. Y'all keep the change.
Hey, man, listen. That boy cooking, man. You know? But it's being debunked. It's getting to the point. People tired of it, man. People tired of hearing this. But the only thing that's going to keep this going is that they keep getting on CNN and getting on these panels where people have, I guess, great outreach and their word is going to mean something like CNN. That's the only thing that's going to keep people big as hell. But the general population is not rocking with this anymore. Fitness is becoming a trend that keeps getting bigger, bigger. Even with all the goofy stuff with the girls doing thirst traps and being thirsty and the creeps in the gym, fitness is continuing to grow. We're getting sick of the excuses. We're getting sick of acting like babies and being victims. You want to be an adult any other time. You want to be an adult when it's time to get some D. You want to be an adult when it's time to talk about your career and talk about your degrees, but you want to act like a freaking baby when it's time to hold yourself accountable for sitting on that big back.
Big back activity.
You want to act like a baby when it's time to point out you eating all the barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
When you pulling up to Wendy's every week.
It's Wendy's.
When you pulling up to Burger King every week.
It's Burger King.
When you eating fried chicken every week.
You go fry some chicken. You go.
Popeyes.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeye.
You fellas, you too. You want to call yourself a big dog.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
But you built like your auntie. So don't act like a baby when it's time to get on your fitness, get on your health, and be an adult in every other area of your life. I'm killing y'all today. Hit the like button. Let's get in these comments. Where we at? Another black person, L, she sound crazy. Mo said,
what?
She said a whole lot of nothing. She said a whole lot of
what?
Manifestation of what they carry calorically, bars. She out there manifesting calories. She manifesting back rolls. She manifesting gut stick out more than a butt. Gut stick out more than a butt stick out. You know what cures that? Marry before you carry. Learn to hold a man down, and all of a sudden that weight will be lifted. Strong and independent, but stay complaining about life being hard. You're gonna get me canceled. They're gonna call this red pill, and you're gonna get me canceled. What the hell? Female Dr. Umar Johnson. Fuck out of here. More pseudo-social science mumbo-jumbo. I'm so tired of it. If they just focus even a quarter of their energy on real self-care, they would have real progress. The YouTube ads tripping? Sorry, brother. Got to get paid, brother. Hey, man. Black women are the only ones who hold each other down more than they do their men, and yet they're always going through it. It's not a coincidence. You're going to get me canceled.
Strike three, you're out.
I feel like she was saying black women are operating on a lower frequency, which impacts their weight. But if you know you're at a lower frequency, I would think you want to level up. And listen, we're not saying there's zero truth to what she said. You know, some of that stuff is true, but it's black women getting through it. There's black women who's not 300 pounds. There's black women who getting up at 4 a.m., 5 a.m. to do what they need to do, to take care of the kids, to get to work. It's people doing it. Is it easy? No. But I know I get my ass up every morning. At 5 a.m. every morning is black women in my sessions. All types. Kids, no kids, career, working all day, side hustle, business. They're all types of them. Every day. So I ain't trying to hear that shit. Pregnant. I ain't trying to hear none of that shit. On the period, off the period. Not to get too graphic, but yeah, it's the truth. Steph, what up? Health should be the first thing in your mind if you're married and have kids. I agree. Reminded me of those kids taking care of their mom and my 600-pound life. Yeah. You should never want to put that burden on your kids. Is that the chick Ninja said look like John Sally? Yeah, that's her. That's her. Ah. What is with the manifest and stuff? I'm not sure, man. Ever since B. Simone said it a couple years ago, black women saying that shit all the time.
You know, black people.
You know, black people hear one word and they just keep saying it. Told my son's mother she was overweight this morning. She said I was scolding her. Well, hey, the choice is yours, baby girl. She wanted you to say, baby girl, you fine. Folks need to look up Gabrielle Lyons. She addresses how important muscle is, which would dispel most of this bullshit. We got no discipline or accountability. Facts. Gabrielle Lyons be spitting. Crazy thing is, every black woman follow either has a man or is desperate to find one. Facts. It's not manifestation, it's digestion. They putting it in the oil. They put it in the oil.
Put it in the oil.
They put that fried chicken in the oil.
Put it in the oil.
If you Hispanic, they putting them empanadas in the oil.
Put it in the oil.
They putting them French fries in the oil.
Put it in the oil.
Quiet is kept. Finn is becoming more trendy. Correlates with us becoming more politically conservative. Look at who was president when body positivity came up. I'm just saying. Yeah, we're not going to go there, man.
Look at my African-American over here.
He was not the president. That's all I'm going to say. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Let's not go there. I got to tell y'all something at the end of the show, bro. I got to tell y'all something. Seth is about to have people come to his house. Yep, we be in there. Yeah, Steph is one of them. Steph, no.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
If you're struggling, I get it, but at least you'll be doing something. Don't complain when you don't get what you want by doing nothing. Yep. Hampton said, clock T, shaking my head. Keep B. Simone out of this.
Nope.
I'm ever since she said it, that's when everybody's saying it. Do y'all get hit on by fat women, Marty? Oh, yeah, we do all the time. As long as they get comment and inbox messages on social media, they can't face the truth.
Nope.
That's crazy, man. Hey, let's keep this thing going. We cooking today, man.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Oh, we're canceling Nordstrom Rack. We're canceling Nordstrom Rack. And what's crazy, I just bought a shirt from there right before I seen this video. Okay, now we have big time brands putting these big women in ads and commercials and stuff across social media. And it's literally sending, it's normalizing the obesity, right? Let's take a look at it. We'll talk about it afterwards. I'll give my thoughts afterwards. But yeah, make sure y'all hit the like button and let's check it out.
We had two apples. And the Nordstrom credit card saves you 5% on every Nordstrom Rack purchase, while everything's already discounted up to 70% off.
Then technically I'm getting paid to shop, right?
Exactly. There's always time for accessories. See, this is cute. It's like they want me to stay in my bag while getting a bag.
Bro, and no body shaming. She big as hell. Man,
come look at this tag. $168 wear. It's $59.57. Plus, you save an extra 5% on top of that.
That's ridiculous.
That's what
bro.
I'm talking about. So many deals. So,
bro, she sound fat.
A little time because I'm stacked.
She got a fat ass voice.
And deals on.
She got a fat ass voice with them thick ass ankles.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama bro. Arms early.
Come on, man. Come on, man. This out of all the women y'all could have gotten, out of all the black women y'all could have gotten to represent Nordstrom Rack, you got women out here that's been on social media grinding. They've been putting work in, advertising for other companies. They want to do this as a full-time career. All the black women that want to do it, and this is what y'all choose. This is the representation of black women. Out of all the black women y'all could choose, I would be pissed as a black woman.
Deals every time I shop at Nordstrom Rack with my Nordstrom credit card. All these savings have me hot. I get to get all of this for me. While allocating 5% of the budget to
bro,
get some.
That arm fold is crazy. Look at that hand. Look at that hand.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have big mama arms early.
That's what they want to choose. Hold on. Let's see if we can see that arm fold again.
For my man, too. Such a generous queen.
No, you can't see it.
And, baby, that's how you rack.
Look in that corner of that arm. Look in the corner of that arm.
Of a deal. Thank you, girl. The receipt goes on for days, and I know you see these deals. Don't play.
So what?
Crazy.
Did we learn you can save more on every Nordstrom Rack purchase with your Nordstrom credit card? So act like you know.
Ta-ta. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what y'all do. Y'all, that's, hey, look, if as long as it do this, it's okay for black women. Yeah, we're canceling Nordstrom Rack. I'm not buying no more shit from there.
Brother, this guy stinks.
The Nordstrom Rack ain't getting no more of my money. Come on, y'all. And what's crazy is, man, our standards so low as black people that we going to accept it. We accept anything detrimental to the community. That's a smack in the face. Smack in the motherfucking face. We did a couple months ago, we did Peloton. They had the big back.
No Diddy, you know.
He was doing a commercial for Peloton, a fitness brand. You see the play, man. You see the play. Big back is big back business. Big back is a billion-dollar business, man. It is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. I can't rock with that, bro. I can't rock with it. Any guy who's fit is going to get hit on by fat women at some point. Mo said, I don't want to see that mess. Of course, a fat black woman is at Walmart. She touched both sides of the aisle. Timu Lizzo. Never mind. I thought that was Walmart. I knew what you meant, bro. A lot of women, time and money, got time and money to walk around department stores, but not walk on the treadmill. That's the type of woman that's going to hit on C. Marty, Toon, me, Frost, Spider, and all these other guys that work out.
What?
They going to pull up. Fat girls are the most aggressive cat callers. They are very touchy, like sexual harassment style. That's a fact. She look like an offensive lineman. Yeah, she do. She looking real. How you curve a BBW if she goes smack at you? I mean, either like if it's a DM, I just ignore the DM, or if she is like in person, you know, I just be real nice. You know, I just laugh and keep it moving. Yeah, I gotta get back to my clients. Yeah, I'm gonna get back to my workout. Uncle, you already know they crazy in the kitchen too. Try to make you the same size. That's dead. The elephant sound kills me. Facts. She's overweight and selling overconsumption in America. Listen, man. That whole play, consumerism, it's crazy out here. You know they don't respect black women. That's why they do ish like this to be a representation. Disgusting.
Nope.
I'd be pissed if I were a black woman. Just like the statue in New York. Yep. I remember when they tried to cancel Peloton because they had a husband buy the bike for his wife. But that's all. Yeah, that's. We're so far gone in this country. That's a whole nother topic. I ain't even going to go that route. We just going to keep it fitness. That little finger tap is so annoying. They always make a stupid face when they do it like it's the cutest thing ever. I'm sick of the finger tap. Half woman, half zebra. And a third elephant. I just tell a fat woman or any woman I'm not attracted to, I have a girlfriend and walk away. She's stunning and brave by having the courage to go to retail stores where they going to put her statue. Yep. These Sims be playing stepdaddy, be giving these BBWs the confidence of a lotto looking chick. LOL, them dressing small. Hey, man, let's keep it going. We killing y'all today, man. It's getting crazy. It's getting crazy out here. We got let's do the comments first. We got a comment section to review. Let's review this comment section.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We got a girl who lost weight. She was 250 pounds. And she's going to show her transformation. And we're going to look at the comments. Let's play Look at the Comments. So let's check it out. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Oops, I didn't mean to zoom in that close. Let's zoom out a little bit. Zoom in a little bit. There we go. Right there. That's perfect. All right. Let's check it out, man.
Drop to your knees.
Let me turn that off. I don't want to copyright. When you go from 250 pounds, let's see what's next. So she started at 250 pounds, boom, to 180. So that's 70 pounds she lost. She's showing the bikini. She's showing the body off. You know she got some DMs.
God damn.
She got some DMs when she was big and when she was small.
God damn.
But clearly, that's a great transformation. Something to be proud of, right? Let's check out these comments. She says, I'm not chasing a number. I'm claiming my healthier self. Baby, you was T at 250. Black people.
You know, black people.
No.
She looks healthy now, but that 250, not going to lie, looked fire.
You know, black people.
No.
Girl, I ain't going to hold you. You look great either way, but I'm wifing at 250 on God.
You know,
No.
So she lost 70 pounds, and it's women in here telling her to bring the 250 back. Not just the men, but the women. She beautiful both ways, but that 250 make a brother scream.
You know, black people.
The CIA did what it was supposed to do with black people, man. The CIA did what it's supposed to do with black people. Y'all really are conditioned to love fat women, bro. 250 was a blessing from God. Y'all are crazy, bro. Y'all, men don't care about, I'm sorry, like, I'm not even trying to be on no simp shit, bro. But ladies, like, men don't care about y'all. They're thinking about back shots. They thinking about clapping cheeks. That's it. They don't care about your health. They don't care about your longevity. They don't care what you're going to have to go through in pregnancy at 250 plus. They don't care how that's going to affect your menstrual cycles at 250 plus. They don't care about shit. They don't care about nothing but clapping cheeks. And I hate to throw my fellas under the bus like that, but that's facts. We looking at the evidence right here. And ladies don't care either. The ladies telling y'all to stay 250 would never be 250. They would have a heart attack if they was 250. They wouldn't sleep at night if they was 250. They'll go straight to the doctor and buy Ozempic if they was 250. But they're going to tell your big ass to stay 250.
Big back activity.
So snatched and snatchered. Fire. It's deceiving when you don't work out and say you're on a fitness journey. Hey, man. Anyway, but y'all see the bullshit. That 250 looked delicious.
God damn.
Delicious is crazy. There was nothing wrong at 250 pounds, but happy. You are happy.
Yep. God damn.
We've seen enough. So go ahead and say, see Marty just making shit up to fit his narrative. He don't know what he's talking about. We got the receipts on this podcast. We showing y'all. We literally showing y'all. Listen, motherfuckers, every time I get on Instagram and do something, they like, oh, you just doing this for views. Bro, we do the whole shebang on this show. And I'm killing y'all. Let's get in these comments.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
They really don't care about y'all, bro. Big joints be aggressive with shooting their shot. Like I said, they hoard good D like hot wings, brother.
Strike three, you're out.
Brother, you got to go. Them looking small make them look larger. Consumerism is a kink. That's great for her. I know a bunch of broke fat ninjas in here telling her they liked her before. That's a stable for any fitness post. And her 180 was looking crazy, bro. Like, what is wrong with y'all? Like, bro, no standards. That's what's up. Good for her, man. Good job. Actually, it's a lot of women in there condoning it. Yep. She hide the fat in the jeans and the button is like Spider-Man when he was holding that yacht together. Peter Parker ass zipper. Peter Parker ass button having ass. Amazing work. Yep, fire. She's the transformation was fire. Black women are really brainwashed into thinking being fat is normal. Yep. My bad. It was a cruise ship. Yeah. It was a cruise ship, all right. They love to see black women with one foot in the grave. I hate that for y'all, black women. I hate that shit. That's equivalent to black women who want black dudes to be gangsters and fighting if somebody look at their ass in the store. No, it's not happening. That's literally the equivalent. She jangling too. All right, ma. Those tats kind of ruined it though. She got tattoos like she's from the trenches. I mean, yeah, she might be from the trenches. Transformation still fire. Misery loves company. Oh, I've read that already. I keep saying it. Women look at women being thin as pick Misha behavior. Shouldn't a woman want to be picked? I don't understand how women, they call women a pick me when the goal is to be picked.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Yeah, she trying to get picked. If you like men, you probably should want to be attractive to men. Do some shit that men like. Just throwing that out there. Frost was in her DMs begging to pay her bills and eat her buns when she was 250. Y'all crazy. Women weighing as much as heavyweight fighters, crazy. These dudes want a woman the same weight as a baby elephant to be reverse cowgirl in them in the bedroom. You got to chill. The 250 pounds wasn't too bad, but it wasn't the healthiest. She just wanted to get healthy, and that's good for her. Man, got to ignore the creeps. The only reason y'all say it's not bad is because y'all don't see her naked. The moment she takes all them tight clothes off, the belly's coming out, the back row's coming out. Like, it's probably some cellulite on the skin. It's not going to look as good as it looking clothes. I don't know why people don't understand that shit. 250 is all fun to them until emergency come and they can't move. Yep. If I were a white woman who lost all that weight, all the white dudes would congratulate her. Yep. We're cooked worse than a chef at an all-you-can-eat buffet. The thing is, even at 180, she's technically thick for her height. She would have to lose another 20, 30 pounds for her to be truly thin. Yep. And I'm sure she's going to get to work, but still. I need to be bigger than my girl when I'm sitting down and standing up. That's cool as long as she don't hit in the face. Guys only see big girls as sexual. Yep. Yep. That's it. A baby elephant is crazy. Women want to be tricked by men. Wine, dine, trips. They want to be picked by the sisterhood. Social acceptance. Cooked out here. And let's keep this thing going. I'm killing y'all.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
And this is... Damn, I'm at the lady's neck today. I'm going to make an effort to make the next episode about men. More men. Because it's a lot of women content today, but this is what I found. This is what big women doing at the gym. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's check it out, man. This is what big women doing at the gym. here we go. I can't lose no weight. Oh, the trainer ain't work. The trainer don't know what he's doing. The trainers are educated. The trainers are qualified. Oh, but this is what you're doing at the gym. I tried the gym. It just didn't work for me.
Nope.
You know, I got a medical condition to where I can't lose weight.
Nope.
You know, the stress of a black woman is going to allow us not to lose weight.
Nope.
The diet don't work the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
White people are the reason I'm fat.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
Trump is the reason I'm fat.
Look at my African American over here.
But you don't want to. Yeah, this is. But you bullshit in the gym. You really ain't going hard. And the sad part about it is dudes in these comments too. I looked at the comments talking about something. It's dudes in these comments doing the same thing. So when you look at the black community and why we can't never get fit and we can never get in shape. She got a treadmill back there. She got dumbbells. This is a trap bar deadlift she's twerking on. You got everything there, but no results.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
You got everything there, but you still got a big ass back.
Big back activity.
You got everything there, but you still got a fupa.
Bitch, that become my foopy bitch.
It's sad, man, and inappropriate and unserious. But I saw that shit. I was like, "Well, yeah, it's crazy out here, man." But hey, it is what it is, man. Black community over obsessed with sex. I could say something else, but we're gonna keep it fitness today. And it is what it is. You know, I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. Let's get in these comments.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Where we at? She did still have cellulite. Glad she got the extra weight off. Sisterhood and simps hold women back. Gay dudes also encourage this thick shit, but this is a fitness podcast. They do. We had it on Friday's episode. They do. They gonna listen to a gay guy tell them to stay thick before they listen to me. It's sad. It's sad. But then, but one a dude, a straight dude, to wife him. It's crazy. Ew, Jello, absolute foolishness. Look like a dancing turkey. That's the type of fat girl that hits on C. Marty. I hope not. Shannon Sharp, like, now y'all see why I settled that lawsuit. That's crazy, bro. Spider-Mo got an unknown substance on his phone from this unk. Hey, yo. Need to find GPS to navigate through the fat to get to the box. Y'all are crazy today, bruh. Is this visual evidence how the gym doesn't work the same?
The diet don't work for you the same.
Chill, people's kids might walk by. Yep. She was yelling Reason Lizzo to gain weight back so they can match. Hey, yo. This is actually pick-me behavior. That's actually pick-me behavior. If I see this at the gym, I'm working out at the crib. Use the equipment the right way. Yep. Do some trap bar deadlifts. Stop twerking. You ain't hot like that. It ain't hot at all. Black people are conditioned to make everything sexual. I hate that for us. Imagine your mom doing this. This is why a lot of our sisters are only hittable. Y'all ain't nobody's wife or mother acting like that. Whoo! They don't want to hear that. Since when is twerking considered working out? In 2025? She's the reason the HOA trying to ban garage gyms. Hey, yo. It'd be 50 of her when backyard or new impressions play. Shut up, bruh. Y'all talking about chunk funk. You know they be coming for you, Marty. Don't lie, bruh. Man. Internet got fat women having the confidence of a sub 150-pound woman. Man. Either we supposed to be twerking or dancing to rap music. This is crazy, bro. Crazy, man. All right, we got never trust a man who tells you to stay fat. Let's check it out, man. Hit the like button. We're going to keep this thing going, man.
Never believe a man who says that he loves you overweight or fat unless he met you that way. If he approached you and you were overweight, maybe that's his thing. But if he met you and you were small or regular size, that's what he likes. That's what he likes. So try your best to be as close as you can to that. And the only reason these men running around talking about they like you fat is because they know that makes you less attractive to other men than y'all.
Because it makes you less attractive to other men. And they scared to tell you that you're gaining too much fucking
weight. I'll say, well, what's wrong with a man not wanting his woman to be attractive to other men? Not to the detriment of her not looking and feeling her best. We ain't going to go that far. And certainly not to the detriment of your own relationship. Because you trying to sell her this I love you fat line. And she's buying it. Now she's so overweight, you ain't even attracted to her no more.
Yep.
Okay? So if you got a man, you weren't heavy when he met you, and you're heavy now, you need to bring that weight down. I don't care what he says. Close your ears.
Because if he met you smaller, he didn't get up and say, well, I really hope that when our relationship gets going, she gets fatter. I hope she gets fat as fuck as the relationship goes on.
Nope.
Don't listen to it. Okay? Listen to yourself. You know you need to be smaller, right? Lose weight. If he's not talking to you about your weight, he may have given up already and found him somebody else. So don't be offended if your man is talking about your weight. He's trying to save that relationship. You got time.
Yeah, he actually cares about you. If he didn't care about you, he would probably step out on a relationship and get him a fit woman. Or he would just let you get fat and let health problems take over later in your relationship.
You got a little time. When he stopped talking, that's when you need to worry, okay? So if you weren't fat when that man met you, but you fat now, and he talking to you about it, don't be offended. Just work on it.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And never believe him when he says he's cool with you being fat. No, he's not.
He ain't cool with that. He ain't cool with it at all, man. They gonna call her a pick me for telling the truth. But I bet you she's picked, though. I bet you she's picked. And I bet you she, her, whatever dude picked her and wasn't just talking about clapping cheeks. Remember we watched Finesse Two Times, the rapper, talking about she got to be 210 to get in, and he called her a porn star. Stay big if you want to and get over sexualized and then say all men ain't shit.
Big back activity.
You just lowering your options. You're lowering the caliber of your options. Stay big if you want to. Ain't got nothing to do with me. And that's why I'm killing y'all today, man. Not going to lie, dude. It's hard to give a fuck about folks who don't care about themselves. Yet you give advice, you're the bad guy. Let them stay there. Shout out to Lathan. Shout out to my man Lathan. Reposting the stream. Appreciate you, brother. They scared of losing half in divorce court because they told the truth. Yeah, that's when C. Marty has the men's podcast, we're going to talk about that. When C. Marty, the lady's still going to be on the men's podcast in the comments talking shit just because we have a great female audience on this show. But we're going to talk about that when I drop my men's podcast. That man wants you to die. He doesn't love you. Ditch him and run fast. You have no value to him. Facts. It's easy for him to drive her car, drink her kids' Capri Sun and kids' snacks while having roof over his head. Yep. Yep, you're being used. Being used. I don't know. I think this is women playing both sides. Men can't say he likes her despite her size because it's an enabling unhealthiness. But let him say you need to lose weight and he's body shaming.
Nope.
The diet don't work for you the same.
You're body shaming and you don't understand what a woman goes through. Ladies stay in facts. It's like how chicks will say they want dudes to leave them alone in public and then will complain about men not approaching in public. Ninjas can't win for losing. Facts. The fat joint go 50-50 cosign and let you mess up their credit and don't know their worth so you can cheat on her a few times and be cool. Down here in Alabama, these dusty ninjas don't care how big she is. I'm already knowing, man. That's just straight conditioning, man. Conditioning. Hampton said, I do think there are men who want peace and will date an overweight woman than an in-shape Keisha. Valid. You know, of course, there's always going to be exceptions to the rule, of course. But in a way, he's still enabling her, you know, if he says, you know, certain things. I like you thick. He ain't trying to convince her to get in the gym. He's still enabling. I'm telling my wife lose weight because I want her to live and have a quality life. Absolutely, man. Let's keep it going. We got Chico Bean, the comedian here, basically talking about how he had to go to the doctor because he had some health scares. So let's check that out. Make sure you hit the like button. We getting close to the end of the stream, man. And let's keep this thing going. If I could find my video. Here you go.
You got it looking like Chico Lean, man.
Yeah, man. I found out I had high blood pressure. I had to change my diet around. I went to the doctor. They told me I had high blood pressure. I was like, whatever. I don't care nothing about high blood pressure. Then I went back to the doctor, and another doctor came in. Like, when that second police officer coming, you know you're going to jail. That's how the black man came in. But I don't think they did a good enough job of explaining to you the effects of high blood pressure. It's the biggest killer of black men.
Heart attacks.
Yeah. Heart attacks, yeah. All that type of thing. I'm like, well, what are the effects? He said erectile dysfunction. I was like, what I got to change? I tell people now that.
Yeah, now you want to change when he tell you it's a ED attached to it. You can't get over sexualization in the black community, man.
As black men, we work so hard to build our habits.
That's what it takes for you to change.
We start from nothing. So every habit that you get, you hold on to it. And what you put in your body is one of the first ones. You get some money, first thing you do is go eat good, or what Big we facts. Consider to be eating good. So having to transition and shake that. We were just talking in the green room. Sugar is the worst drug in the world.
Yeah, Big
don't
facts.
Nobody stop you when you got it. You know, you
Big
can
facts.
Have a, yeah, you can just have.
You can have a whole sugar plate. People going to praise you.
Have a plate full of sugar. Everybody be cool. You show up one crack rocker. What's wrong? You know what I'm saying?
Crack disrespectful, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't light up no crack.
Facts. Secondhand crack smoke?
Nah, don't do that.
Secondhand crack smoke.
Yeah, but that
Envy
was.
Envy tried to steal your outfit.
I know. Yeah, we, you know, Envy, light skin. He been dressing like this. He been dressing like this since the 80s. He wanted to be in Ready for the World.
Yeah. I don't know that joke. World and I'm a 90s
it,
baby.
Yeah, man, it's, I feel better though. That's the best part about That's it. I feel so good. Much better because once I made.
And you see, man, anytime people make the change, they make the shift, they improve their health, very rarely do they say they want to go back. They happy they made the change, and then they going to spread the word to other people and try to help them. Oh, but y'all don't like that.
Made that transition that you look at yourself, and you don't really see it till you look at old pictures and be like, God damn.
Man, listen, blood pressure.
And them old pictures ain't going to lie to you.
Man, when I seen them lose.
Like, you think you look good now, but go ahead, get your transformation 2 or 3 months from now. Come back and look at them old pictures. You're going to be happy as hell. You're going to be like, I can't even believe I was walking around like that. I can't believe I was walking around like. I can't believe I was walking around like.
You know, that weight, I just started losing weight, too. I was like, hey, man, whatever it is you're doing, I'm about to do some of that.
See, you start affecting your friends, too.
You going to the doctor, Carlo?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got insurance. That's what you wanted to hear?
Yes.
I got insurance.
That's what you wanted to hear.
No, man, you get to a certain age. I'm 47 now. You got to go get everything checked. Because when you start to realize what leads to heart attacks and what leads to strokes, to high blood pressure, to high cholesterol, stuff we ain't never thought about. And you go to the...
Shout out to them brothers, man. And my guy specifically, man, we come at the women a lot. We talk about the women's weight and how they're so obese, you know, especially in the black community. So a lot of guys think they don't have to get on their shit. A lot of guys neglect their health. A lot of guys neglect the gym. They think they don't have to take it serious. They just want to talk about the women. No, get your ass in the gym too. Just because you're not walking around with the same body fat percentage as Big Back Brenda don't mean that you're safe. So, fellas, get on your shit, too. Or you might, and a lot of guys, they don't hit their obesity phase until 40. You be good your whole 30s, and you start getting fat as hell at 40. Don't wait till it's too late. And, you know, Chico not super old. He how old is Chico being? Anyway, you know, he was able to get it together early. But you don't want to get in a situation where you wait until it's too late. Now, can you make a transformation in your 50s? Yes. Can you make a transformation in your 60s? Yes. Is it 10 times harder? Yes. So you don't want to want to sit here and wait until then. Get on it now. If you're in your 20s, you're in your 30s, take advantage of it now. We still young. So get on your shit, fellas. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Dom DeMarco. Let's get back in these comments, man. This is just my theory, but a lot of these black dudes getting prostate cancer could have prevented it if they weren't in sexless marriages along with eating properly, working out. See, y'all want to have the men's podcast, man. Y'all want to have the men's podcast. I'll keep it fitness. The eating properly and working out absolutely contribute to that. For facts. He said motherfucking facts. Pretty sure that overweight men de-shrink back into the body, by up to 1 to 4 inches. No Diddy. There's definitely no Diddy.
No Diddy, you know?
Definitely a pause.
First of all, pause.
Yo, that's past pause, man.
If I don't know about that, but if it is true, that's enough motivation to get it together. Get your ass in the check. Weight blindness. I've seen a lot of people talk about it now. Weight blindness is real. That's why I can't respect what Lizzo did. Respect the Chico. I was lifting weights in Dirty Bulk, and I got to 240. Now I'm down 200. I feel so much better. Yeah, 200 and 240 is a big difference. Big difference. We got one more video basically saying your body isn't as forgiving when you turn 40, and then we're going to get up out of here, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy.
Your body forgives you. At 40, it sends you the bill, and it's fucking expensive. In your 20s, you can skip sleep, smash fast food, miss workouts, and still bounce back. But by 40, your body keeps the receipts. Every bad habit, every shortcut, every I'll start Monday starts to stack up. And one day you'll wake up and realize this isn't a warning anymore, it's the consequence.
Yep.
You don't need to be perfect, but if you're 40 and watching this, you do need to be consistent.
Yep.
Train it, fuel it, respect it, or pay for it with interest and a shit ton of debt.
Train it, fuel it, respect it, or pay for it. That's a bar right there, man.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
Train it, fuel it, respect it, or pay for it. He couldn't have said it any better, man. This ain't nothing to play with. I know we come here, we make jokes. You know, I get on social media and do my thing. You know, it's fun, it's entertaining, but this shit is serious. This shit is serious. The older you get, the more you're going to start to decline. The faster you start to decline. And it's not just going to be, you know, low check engine lights. You're going to have house fires instead. You're going to have house fires instead of a check engine light. So, man, take your health serious. That's why we here. Don't get caught up in the delivery. Don't get caught up in the tone. We here to help. We here to make an impact, even if motherfuckers don't want to listen. Even if motherfuckers got their mind made up.
Nope.
It is what it is, man. We're going to keep spreading the message. We're going to keep telling the truth. And you know we got to go. Fire episode today, man.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
Where we at in these comments? We're going to get these comments and get up out of here. Ninja's only motivated when cheek clapping impacted. LOL sad. That's all he care about, man. it does shrink radically. Wow. Obese men gotta sit to pee. Whoa, 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 whoa.
No Diddy, you know?
Whoa.
I can't unbake my back. I can't unbake my back. Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
Drink water, or if you're gonna drink soda, drink like zero sugar soda. Yep. Lily P. Man, Lily P, what's going on? Welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Lily, one of the original Less Brunches, More Crunches watchers. That's a bar. You're absolutely right. You got to take care of ourselves. Yep. Drink zero sugar soda once a blue moon. I knew what you meant. I know you ain't mean that shit every day, brother. Looking forward to still doing heavy deadlifts when I turn 47. Absolutely. So true, these big backs. Bad habit bills going to be higher than a giraffe.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
It's been hitting like a wave. I started. Now my parents are following and a few friends. I keep telling them I'm not going to visit them and no one. That's why. Hey, if that's what it takes, that's what it takes, man. What the fuck? I never knew fat dudes needed to sit to piss. That's crazy. Fat dudes are gender neutral. I don't have a gender neutral sound, but we'll use this.
How dare you?
Marsha, ma'am, sitting is crazy. Yep, club soda's good. Hey, like I said, man, another fire episode, dog. Shit, bro. We had a lot of people on the show too, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Please hit that like button. Hit that like button. Hit the like button. Hit the like button, man. Go ahead and follow my social media. C Marty Fit on Instagram. C Marty Fit on TikTok. C Marty Fit on X. C Marty Fit on YouTube, where you're watching right now. Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. You know, send me videos you want me to react to. I try to get as many videos on here as possible. Because I do want to diversify the podcast, but at the same time, the black community videos, it's just going to hit the best, man. So, yeah, go ahead, send me those, man. And we will be live again on Wednesday, 8:30 p.m., 8:45 p.m. Eastern, 9 o'clock-ish. Be on the lookout. It's going to be between 8:30 and 9 o'clock. We'll be live again on here. And stay tuned. I'm going to be posting content, short form content this week. So go ahead, check that out. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Oh, cop some gear. This is the Less Brunches, More Crunches shirt here. This is the charcoal shirt on the website, lessbrunchesmorecrunches.com. We got the Less Brunches clothing on every video, attached to every video here. All you got to do is click. It take you straight to my site. Support the brand. Get some gear. We expanding the brand. It's 2025. We expanding the brand. I've been working on a lot of things, man. We will be expanding. And we're going to keep the podcast going. Keep up the great work. Appreciate you, Lily. Hey, Lily, appreciate you being a supporter of the show for since what, 2023? I started this joint in 2022. Lily might have been in 2022, but I know Lily was definitely here in 2023. So we definitely appreciate you. Big love there. How much are they, Marty? The shirt's 35. Tank top's 33. You get you a hat. You know what I'm saying? Get you some socks. If you don't want to spend $30, spend $20. You don't want to spend $20, spend $10. Listen, we got the phone cases. You know what I'm saying? We get you a phone case. You could get something. Something. We got hoodies. We got sweatpants. We got shorts. You know? Something. Don't matter. Sorry for misspelling, but I always support you. Definitely, man. Appreciate y'all. And you know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. Website, lessbrunchesmorecrunches.com. And like I said, the shirts is on the video. So you ain't even got to go to the website. But if you want the website, lessbrunchesmorecrunches.com, support your boy. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. Listen, if you want to keep making up victim excuses to be big as hell, don't watch the podcast. We'll be live again on Wednesday between 8 and 9 p.m. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here. Dom DeMarco.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.